Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
A Dadsnet original podcast.
Here at Loose Dads, we now have over 100 episodes packed full of tips, advice, stories, and the odd conspiracy theory from Brad. For those of you who are newer to the podcast, we thought we would reshare some of our favourite big questions posed to us by the Dadsnet community over the past few years. So, welcome to the Loose Dads Little Big Question of the Week.
Today's big question comes from Alec on the Dadsnet group. He says, guys, love the podcast. Thanks for all the work you put in. I could have edited that bit out. I left it in. I'm tired. And because I'm tired, I can't be bothered to exercise or eat well, which is then just making me feel terrible. My young toddler wakes up several times a night after a battle to go down. But when he's down, I then binge watch TV and eat rubbish. Where can I get some motivation from? So this is, I think, something that's affected us all. Sleep deprivation, we've all suffered from that, have we, as a result of being parents? Would you agree?
Yeah. Well, I'm a little bit smug because both of my boys from 6 months onwards were sleeping throughout.
Sorry, how's this non-Elvis fan still on this podcast?
Yeah, get over there with your sleep and everything. Like, I mean, I feel like this is so relatable, though. I feel like everyone gets into that situation. Like, I remember earlier when I was joking about, you know, the first few months. The first 3 months, I don't remember a thing I ate. Mm. The only good food I ate was things that were brought round by family members out of goodwill.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, it often was just eating crap, sleeping, and just staring at the telly or your phone. So, I mean, I can totally relate to you, mate. I don't know. Where did I find motivation? I'm just trying to think. I just got less tired when he slept more. And that sort of kickstarted me back into the right direction, I think.
Yeah, I'm here for your answers mainly, guys, because I could do with some motivation. This t-shirt never used to be so snug.
I think a lot of it is trying to make the time. And I know it's difficult to conjure up motivation from nowhere. But I think I've talked about this before, is setting a goal. And I work much better when I set a goal for something to work to. I work better to a deadline when I'm working and knowing that I've got something that I have to hit at a certain time. So for my goal, what I decided to do was run every day to join this WhatsApp group. And I've talked about this before on this podcast.
It's a brilliant
idea.
And that
keeps you, it keeps you motivated because you get these messages every day as it gets later in the day going, still waiting for gym, still waiting for gym. And I know, you know, I could just mute it and I could delete WhatsApp and I could, you know, not do it. But just because I want to do the run, then I will make time at some point. And it only has to be a short thing. And that's the thing, is you don't have to go from doing no exercise to doing like 3 hour gym sessions. You just build up to it. When you make a little bit of time, you can make 10 minutes. Everyone can make 10 minutes. And then you try and make 15 minutes and then you make 20 minutes. And that's kind of how I sort of work. And I don't know. I mean, it's not the same for everyone, is it? But that's kind of, I guess, what I would do. Is anyone else doing a lot of exercise at the moment, or any exercise at all?
I'm playing basketball again, which is great. You know, obviously during lockdown that all got shut down, and again, hard to find motivation then because I'm not a runner. I don't like running. I get easily bored doing those things. So finding motivation to do that, just it wasn't happening. So I'm glad there's some sort of easing and I'm back at basketball. Because it's got that accountability, like you say about your WhatsApp group, Jim. You know, you're playing for a team, you're playing with other people. If you're not fit enough, if you're not doing the right things, then you're letting other people down in that team situation. So for me, that's my motivation to get up and do something is to be part of that team. So that works for me.
I think the other thing to remember that might be important to Alec is he also needs to check his mental health, because it's
great shout.
If your mental health isn't healthy, I guess is the way to say it, or in the right frame of mind, no amount of external motivation is going to actually help at all. Yeah. I mean, like I've been through mental health issues, and when I've had episodes, I would just have the 9-mile stare. People could tell me, you know, you should try this and try that. I wasn't listening. I couldn't be bothered to listen. I just was in this sort of dark pit with a cloud over me. And then eventually I started, you know, went to the GP, spoke to the GP, went to a therapist, tried CBT, but because of the way I am, I was too lazy to actually persevere it properly. And then eventually I ended up going on to meds. And I'm not saying that that's the right way for you, Alec. Obviously, every person is individual. And that is exactly what worked for me. And I went onto the meds, and like a week or 10 days after that, I could think properly. I could think straight. I could have a little bit of motivation for certain things in life. So yeah, I think you got to check your mental health. I think that's the most important thing. So maybe having a conversation with your other half about how you're feeling, because it might not just be the lack of sleep, but the lack of sleep might be a very big catalyst as to your mood and lack of motivation. So I think it's important to assess what's going on there.
Yeah, I feel like something really important to bring up as well with that is my other half's a teacher, and she always says the first thing that they assess, like if a child's acting up, is not working, not focusing, not concentrating, is if that child's getting enough sleep, because sleep deprivation is the biggest causer of like everyday stress in our lives. Like, so, you know, that's where you're at, and that's what having a newborn baby is like, mate, and all the changes in your life that you're going through now, and understanding like, okay, this is the new life I'm moving forward with. So, you know, Alec, that's probably going to have an effect on why you're feeling like you're feeling, mate. And then the food bit, you know, take small steps, like just try and do a bit of food prep on a Sunday if you can. Just try and get ahead of yourself like you do for the baby. Like, this is definitely something that's helped me eat better since having Jackson. Is I was just going through and I was thinking, why am I spending so much time preparing his food and thinking about what he's going to eat? And I'm not doing the same thing for me. And then that really helped. And then it just, I guess being organized for him has just made me more organized for me, which has helped. That might help for you. It might not.
It's a good idea, isn't it? Meal planning. We've only really started meal planning for the first time, and it works well, because you're not 3 days after going to the shop going,
what a night.
Rubbish. You could a week or like 8 days later, we're still making things that are actually quite nice. It's amazing. And you can make it more healthy like that. And if, you know, you can also cook in advance and freeze things and get them out. And also one of the bonuses of lockdown, and there weren't many, but one of those was when you didn't want to go to the shop as often, if you just didn't buy the rubbish, you couldn't eat the rubbish, could you? Because you couldn't go out to a lot of places to get it. So, I mean, it's more difficult to do now because things are more opened up. But I guess if you are finding yourself eating rubbish that you feel bad about eating, that you don't want to eat, don't buy it. And that, I know that's difficult because the temptations are there, but also if it's not in the house, you can't.
Yeah, I was going to say it's difficult because I'm an emotional eater, and I find comfort in food. So if I'm in a bad way, I'm going to go find I'm going to go find those snacks and I'm going to go buy them. even if I know it's not the right thing, it's not the healthiest, and I know I'm going to feel terrible for it. My brain's like, don't care. MSGs and that chocolate.
So cut yourself a break. That's another bit of advice I want to give him.
That's
is that
that's probably should be said.
Like, cut yourself a break, mate. Like,
have a
tired.
Break. Have a Kit Kat.
Well, yeah. But like, you're tired. You're drained. You don't have the energy. Don't beat yourself up about that. We've all been through that. It's all right. Like, what? One day you won't be tired.
It will get better. And some of that is, you know, maybe look into, is a young toddler waking up several times a night? Is, you know, are there things you can do in their room to make it more conducive to sleep, like blackout blinds, things like that?
But also, toddlers are hard.
Yeah, well, they do, and they do wake up.
That's part of the thing. We honestly, you know, to make you feel better about the snack, sometimes me and my other half, we'll look at each other and we'll go, oh, it's been a stressful day. We deserve a Chinese takeaway. And so that's how you get onto that bad food habits. It's almost like, oh, we deserve it. Like you were saying, it's a bit stressful dealing with a toddler. It's tiring. Like, cut yourself a break. Yeah. If it's going to make you feel better to have a Chinese tonight, have a Chinese.
Does it matter if you don't look as good in a pair of Speedos as you did before having kids?
You're not going abroad, are you?
Exactly. Well, don't remind me.
And on that theme, I just wanted to say, you know, the other big thing to know is you're not alone. You know, you've heard all of us here say it.
Yeah.
And when we started doing this podcast, Brad spoke about his mental health, and it was a big trigger for me to sort out my mental health and go to my GP and get counseling and get put on medication, because I realized I wasn't alone, you know? And every time you talk about it, Brad, you say people just come up and go, oh yeah, me too. Oh yeah. Oh, guess what? Yeah.
That's useful.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're not alone. And I think, to give it a bit of a shameless plug, the Dad's Net Facebook groups are huge for that as well. You know, just being able to go on and say, guys, I'm not feeling great today. Anyone else? Or to even ask questions like this, you know, how do you guys cope? And there'll be hundreds of comments of people going, this is what I did. This is how I coped.
And I feel
they're not all going to be the right answer for you, but one of them might be.
Yeah.
And you know, but you have to try what you can.
But you know what though? It's just the fact that you finally recognize that other people are going through it.
Yeah.
And I swear to anyone that for me, that when I went to the GP and said to the GP, I was feeling this way because of, we had a health scare with my eldest when he was like 2 years old or whatever. And that was the catalyst for me. And I felt like an idiot because I was like, hold on, he had the health issue, but then I became fixated on my mortality. And the GP just said to me, it's so common. And I tell you what, I walked out of there and I was like, it genuinely felt like something had been lifted, because prior to that, I felt like a freak. I felt like an idiot. I felt a weirdo, because I was like, why am I feeling this about something that happened to my kid? Like, why is this? Why have I allowed it to manifest this way in me? And then she just said, you're not alone. It's so common. And I was like, oh my God, like the weight was lifted. And I was like, okay, cool. All right. So I'm not alone. I'm not this weirdo. Like I'm just human.
Yeah.
Thanks to Emma as well, who's commented on the live stream on Instagram. He says, my 18-month-old was up every hour.
Ouch.
A killer.
Like,
and that's tough. And because the problem is you get them back to sleep, and that might not take that long, or it might take a while, but then you go back to sleep, and just to be woken up again before you're ready, or you know, when you've only just dropped off, that absolutely, it's like a gut punch, isn't it? It really is.
On the Elvis thing again, our eldest, every night, couple of times a night, I'd be in there rocking him to sleep, singing Hound Dog. That was the song. That was the song they're going back to sleep. You'd spend an hour doing it, and then he'd sleep for an hour, and then you'd have to go do it again.
Oh, God.
Come on, give us a rendition, Jack. I want to hear it.
If you did the words, that would wake him up too much, so you just had to do the bass line. Boom, boom, ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. Nice. Don't drop off, Jim. Don't drop off.
It is time for my nap, so there you go.
But also, I just lastly want to say is, don't ever feel guilty or ashamed or anything to ask for help from anyone. Like if you've got parents or in-laws or whoever who can take the kids or kid for a couple of hours just so you can have a bit of downtime and chill time and a bit of you time, don't ever feel guilty for it, because at the end of the day, your mental health and your well-being has got to be your top priority.
Because hey, I know four podcast hosts who are here to listen. If you want anyone,
yeah.
But exactly. That's it. That's why we do this podcast, actually. And it, like you plugged it earlier, I think we've got a Facebook page. It's the Loose Dads Podcast on Facebook. We got our own little community going, as well as the Dads Net community, which we welcome you to be a part of. That's how we all came together. So, like, get involved, and like, that's what we're doing. And I swear, there's nothing more reassuring as a parent. I'm certainly learning only. Well, hold on, guys. Let me give the exact months. 16 months in. But knowing that, you went through that too. You feel that. Or just, is this normal? Is it all of those things you just want reassurance from? And hopefully that's what we do every week by doing this podcast. Like, I definitely, by hanging out with you boys, get parent therapy. And
you can't say it enough, though, can you? Talk to other people, talk to other dads, talk to other parents, use the resources online, you know, the Dad's Net Facebook groups. Speak to your GP if you want to. Don't feel like you're wasting their time. You are not wasting their time, because they would much rather that you went and talked to them and put your mind at rest. Even, you know, if it just turns out you just are tired, you know, it doesn't matter. They would much rather you went to them. We've said it a lot, I think, is just give yourself a break, haven't we? Parenting's really difficult. Yeah. Also, binge watching TV and eating rubbish is brilliant. So
living your best life, man. Alex,
it's my favourite hobby. Yeah,
exactly.
Got any got any series recommendations, mate? You know, drop in our inbox. That'd be great.
But yeah, Alec, just don't feel bad. And when you feel ready, and when you maybe have got a bit more sleep, you know, start to build up that exercise if that is what you want to do.
Yeah.
And it will come. But yeah, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Which is sort of a mixed metaphor there when talking about starting some exercise. But whatever, it doesn't matter.